The Luminous 100. Luminous Appreciative Inquiry by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. Luminous Appreciative Inquiry, discovering what is alive before diagnosing what is wrong. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, Luminous Appreciative Inquiry, discovering what is alive before diagnosing what is wrong.
Contents.
1. Chapter 1. 2. Chapter 2. 3. Chapter 3. 4. Chapter 4. 5. Chapter 5. 6. Chapter 6. 7. Chapter 7. Chapter 1. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Play dances on water. Ripples weave through time and space. Lila breathes the world.
Profond quote.
Reality is not only stranger than we suppose, it is stranger than we can suppose. Citation needed. Claim, possibly from complexity science or quantum physics. Parable, the weaver and the web. In a village nestled between misty mountains, there lived a weaver named Aya. She wove cloth not from wool or silk, but from the very air around her. Her loom was silent, her shuttle weightless, for she worked with the threads of possibility itself. One day, a traveler arrived in the village, seeking wisdom. He had spent years studying the art of problem-solving, diagnosing what ailed people and systems, and fixing them with precision. Yet, he left each encounter feeling hollow, as if his solutions, while effective, lacked depth or joy. He found Aya at her loom, humming softly as threads intertwined without her conscious direction. "What do you weave?" he asked, intrigued by the effortless motion of her hands. Aya smiled and said, "I weave what is already here. The web forms itself around my fingers, but I must trust it, step aside, and let the dance unfold." The traveler watched as Aya adjusted a thread here, loosened another there, not to correct, but to invite more play into the pattern. The cloth she wove shimmered with hues that shifted like sunlight on water. Intrigued, the traveler asked, "How do you know when to intervene or when to let go?" Aya chuckled. "I don't decide. The web decides. I am but a part of it, learning its rhythm." She invited him to try. At first, he fumbled, his hands tense with the weight of his past methods. But as he surrendered to the movement, the threads began to respond, guiding his touch. He realized that the problems he had been so eager to solve were merely kinks in the fabric, opportunities for the web to grow more vibrant. By sunset, the traveler left with a new question. What if the answers are not found by pulling but by playing?
Structure et technique.
Universal practices for luminous appreciative inquiry. 1. The aperture practice, accessible. Begin each day with 3 minutes of aperture clearing. Sit quietly and imagine a small, soft aperture in your chest or mind's eye. Let images, sounds, or sensations pass through it without judgment. Notice how they shift when you step back entirely. 2. Playful mapping, scalable. Use a simple diagram to map out a challenge or opportunity as a dance of elements. Label the parts not with their functions but with their moods or vibrations. For example, ask, "What is this system saying through its edges?" Then, sketch it as if it were alive, with curves and spaces that breathe. 3. Lila listening, advanced. Practice listening to the gap in conversations or within yourself. When a silence or hesitation arises in speech or thought, pause and ask, "What is trying to emerge here?" This trains attention to the generative space between notes, not just the notes themselves. These practices scale with complexity. Start with brief, mindful moments, deepen by applying them to daily challenges, advance by integrating them into systemic work, e.g., team dynamics or organizational design. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Luminous appreciative inquiry. Term. Luminous appreciative inquiry. Meaning. A way of engaging with reality that begins not with diagnosis or fixation, but with the quiet, playful attunement to what is already alive and unfolding. It is luminous because it seeks the glowing edges where form and formlessness meet, the apertures through which healing, insight, and evolution move as naturally as breath. Appreciative here does not mean mere positivity, but a deep seeing that honors both the beauty and the brutality of being, trusting that complexity itself is the teacher. Three appreciative questions. One, start. What part of the situation or system feels most vibrant, even now? Invites attention to the alive, not the broken. Two, searing middle. Where does your desire to fix this become a dance, and where does it clench like a fist? Challenges the ego's grip while acknowledging its presence. Three, end. If this were a game of Lila, what would you play next? Reframes action as choice within divine play. The body, divine play as the mechanism of emergence. Lila is not a metaphor. It is the water in which all systems swim. It is the third factor in emergent systems, alongside self-organization and attractor states described by complexity science. While self-organization refers to how parts assemble into wholes, and attractors describe stable patterns that pull systems toward them, Lila is the play that allows both to unfold without resistance. Think of it like this. A dissipative structure, a system far from equilibrium, needs energy to maintain its form, like a flame or a whirlpool. That energy is not just fuel. It is taste. The flame does not burn to survive. It burns because burning delights it, just as a river flows not out of necessity, but out of joy. This is Lila, the intrinsic, playful intelligence that propels evolution. Healing, then, is not an act of will or even wisdom. It is the property of reality moving through apertures, those cleared spaces where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. When we cease to force and begin to taste, we align with this movement. Every tradition, from shamanic journeying to quantum field theory, is a mirror of what we already are, players in an unfathomably vast game that is also, miraculously, ours. The work, clearing apertures, not to see more clearly, but to see differently, to let the world's complexity breathe through us. This is not about becoming enlightened or healed, though those may be side effects. It is about learning to dance with the edges of form, where structure and chaos kiss. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila is the hand that shapes the clay without being the clay. 2. Healing is not an act. It is a property of the space between your fingers. 3. The law of attraction is not about pulling, but about playing with the pull. 4. Pain is not the enemy. Rigidity is. Softness is the map. 5. Divine play does not require belief. Only surrender to the rhythm. 6. A cleared aperture is a door that opens both ways, into and out of form. 7. You are already the weaver, but the web is weaving you. 3 exercises. 1. Aperture CLE. Chapter 2. Tuning fork. Haiku. Morning light spills. A river writes its own story. Life flows without map.
Good.
Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are. Adapted from Emmanuel Santa Anna's work on living systems theory, this quote invites us to see our practices and beliefs not as external impositions, but as reflections of our inner landscape. Citation needed. Verify or attribute this quote accurately. Parable: The Oak and the Sapling. Once upon a time, in a quiet forest, there lived an old oak tree. Its roots ran deep, its branches stretched wide, offering shelter to countless creatures. One day, a young sapling, barely a few inches tall, took root near the oak's roots. The sapling grew quickly, reaching for the sunlight, while the old oak stood tall, its leaves rustling with wisdom. The sapling, eager to grow, often complained about the shade cast by the oak. "Why must I always be in your shadow?" it asked one day, its voice trembling with frustration. The oak, unperturbed, replied, "I am not here to block you, little one. My roots nourish the soil that feeds you, and my branches offer shelter when the storms come. Look around. You are not alone. The sapling, confused, looked around and saw a world it had never noticed before. The insects buzzing, the birds nesting in the oak's branches, the mushrooms growing at its base, all part of a thriving ecosystem. The sapling realized that its growth was not just about reaching for the light, but also about being part of something larger, something alive and interconnected. Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. Luminous appreciative inquiry is rooted in practices that are simple yet profound, designed to be woven into daily life while growing in depth over time. These techniques help clear apertures, allowing what is already alive to emerge more fully. 1. Daily appreciation walk. Take a walk every day, paying attention to small moments of beauty or life around you, like the way light filters through leaves or how a bird weaves its nest. Purpose. This practice trains your eye and mind to notice what is alive, fostering a habit of appreciative observation. 2. Mirroring traditions. Reflect on traditions or practices in your life, family rituals, cultural habits. Ask yourself, what does this tradition reveal about me? Purpose. Helps you see the interconnectedness of your life with larger patterns, uncovering hidden aliveness. 3. Playful experimentation. Engage in activities that feel like play, dancing, drawing, building, and observe how they connect you to something larger than yourself. Purpose reconnects you with Lila, the divine play that underlies reality. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Luminous appreciative inquiry, a way of seeing and engaging with the world that prioritizes discovering what is alive, vibrant, and whole before addressing brokenness or problems. It is rooted in the understanding that healing is a property of reality, emerging when apertures, openings for light or awareness, are cleared. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Starting question, gentle. What small moments of beauty or aliveness have you noticed today? 2. Middle question, searing. Where in your life are you unconsciously blocking the light for yourself or others? 3. Ending question, reflective. How can you realign with what is already alive and whole within you? The body, Lila, divine play and evolutionary intelligence. Lila is not mere play. It is the very fabric of reality, a divine dance that weaves through all existence. This play is the hidden mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, but rooted in complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the real engine of evolutionary intelligence, citation needed. Complexity science as the foundation for this claim. Healing is not an act of the self or the ego. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. When we clear these apertures, those openings where light or awareness can pass, the cosmic and the ridiculous become the same size, and play becomes possible. This is not about forcing outcomes, but about aligning with real complexity. Every tradition. Chapter 3. Tuning fork. Chaos hums with life. Lila's laughter stitches worlds. Play, the hidden law. Play is the highest form of research. Albert Einstein, paraphrased, attribution may require verification. Parable, the traveler and the dancing forest. Once, there was a traveler who wandered into a forest where the trees shifted paths with every step. At first, the traveler grew frustrated, thinking the path was unstable or illusory. But then, they noticed that when they approached the trees with curiosity and joy, the path opened more smoothly, as if the forest itself was dancing in response to their delight. One day, the traveler met an old guide who laughed and said, "You've been walking against the grain. This forest is alive, but it only shows its true form to those who play with it." The traveler realized that their earlier frustration had made the path seem chaotic, but when they embraced wonder, the forest became a partner in their journey. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures to Lila's play. Appreciative observation. Begin by observing without judgment. Notice what is alive or thriving in a situation, whether it's a team, an ecosystem, or your own mind. This practice, rooted in appreciative inquiry, helps clear apertures to Lila's play. Over time, this sharpens your ability to see self-organizing patterns. Playful engagement. Approach challenges with curiosity and playfulness. Ask, how is this system dancing? When you align with the playful nature of reality, you'll see how attractors form naturally, guiding you towards solutions that emerge from complexity itself. Resonance mapping. Identify key elements or principles, e.g., creativity, collaboration, that resonate with your values or the system's health. Track how these elements cluster and evolve over time, like dissipative structures forming in a fluid system. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Divine play, Lila. Divine play, Lila, the dynamic, self-organizing intelligence that underlies all reality, manifesting as evolution, creativity, and emergence. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the playful, non-local intelligence that responds to cleared apertures of attention, moving through what people call the law of attraction. Lila is neither God nor force, but the very fabric of reality's dance. Three appreciative questions.
Start.
What is one small thing in your life right now that feels alive or joyful? How does it invite you to play? Middle searing. Where have you been so focused on problems that you miss the divine play unfolding around you? What would change if you approached that situation with curiosity instead of diagnosis? And how can you align your actions this week with the rhythm of Lila's dance, trusting that play, not problem solving, will lead you forward? The body, Lila's dance. Healing isn't something you do. It's something that moves through you when you clear apertures to what is already alive. This is the essence of luminous appreciative inquiry, discovering what is alive before diagnosing what is wrong. In complexity science, we see this in systems like dissipative structures or autopoietic organisms. These systems don't fix themselves. They evolve through play, adapting to energy flows and self-organizing into new forms. Lila isn't the metaphor here. It's the actual mechanism behind emergence. When you approach life with appreciative curiosity, not problem-solving, you align with this intelligence. Every tradition, from mysticism to modern science, reflects what we already are. Mirrors of Lila's play. The work is clearing apertures, not affirming positivity or visualizing outcomes, but opening to the reality that healing is a property of the system itself. From the place before form, where cosmic and ridiculous are the same size, it can be told as play. This isn't about forcing alignment or manifesting desires. It's about recognizing that reality responds to your internal aperture, like a camera lens adjusting to light. When you focus on what is alive, the system shifts naturally. This is why appreciative inquiry works. It doesn't impose solutions. It invites the system to self-organize around what already thrives. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila laughs at your to-do lists. 2. Healing is reality's default. Clear the aperture. 3. Play is the language of emergence. 4. You don't attract. You resonate. 5. The problem isn't the problem. The diagnosis is the block. 6. Every tradition is a mirror. Look closely, it's you playing. 7. A light with Lila and complexity does the rest. 3 exercises. Exercise 1. Appreciative scanning, accessible. Take 5 minutes daily to scan your environment or inner world for small signs of aliveness, laughter, creativity, synchronicities. Notice how they invite you into play rather than analysis. Exercise 2. Playful reframing, deepening. When faced with a challenge, pause and ask, how is this system dancing right now? Write down 3 playful interpretations of the situation before defaulting to problem solving. Exercise 3. Resonance mapping, advanced. Identify 3 to 5 key principles, e.g., collaboration, adaptability, that resonate with your values or a system you're observing. Track how these principles manifest or evolve over 30 days, noting patterns like those in dissipative structures. Citations. The concept of cleared apertures is inspired by systems theory, Maturana and Varela's autopoiesis. Citation needed. Autopoiesis and aperture. Lila as divine play draws from Adida's teachings, but verification may be needed. For playful engagement and complexity science, see Kaufman's work on self-organization, e.g., reinventing the sacred. Citation needed. Kaufman on play. The critique of the law of attraction as a misinterpretation aligns with critiques in complexity science literature. Citation needed. LO. Okay, I'm writing chapter 3 for this book titled Luminous Appreciative Inquiry, Discovering What is Alive Before Diagnosing What is Wrong. The chapter's title is simply Chapter 3, but it needs to fit into the overall theme and structure outlined in the prompt. First, I need to understand the core ideas that should be present in this chapter. From the prompt, the book is about discovering what is alive before diagnosing what is wrong, which aligns with appreciative inquiry, an approach that focuses on strengths rather than problems. The chapter should center around Lila, which seems to represent divine play and evolutionary intelligence, and it should incorporate concepts from complexity science like self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors. The structure of the chapter is quite detailed. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote that set the tone. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting. 3. Structure and technique, universal practices that can scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a concise definition of a key term in a gold box format. 5. 3 appreciative questions, one at the start, one searing in the middle, and one at the end. 6. The body, the actual teaching centered on Lila. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms that capture the essence. 8. 3 exercises, building in strength over time, accessible, deepening, advanced. 9. Citations, real sources with placeholders for missing citations. Let me break this down step by step. 1. Tuning fork. I need to find a life-uplifting haiku and a profound quote that sets the tone. The haiku should be original, so I'll try to write one that captures the essence of Lila, divine play, and evolutionary intelligence. For the quote, it should be attributed to someone profound, possibly related to complexity science or appreciative inquiry. Haiku draft. Divine play unfolds. Lila dances in complexity. Reality swims alive. But maybe something more precise would be better. Let me think about the imagery and words that evoke evolutionary intelligence and divine play. Perhaps. Evolution's dance. Lila weaves through chaos threads. Place shapes the world. For the quote, I recall that Bucky Fuller had something about making the best for the most people possible in the least amount of time with the fewest resources. That might fit here, but it's more about design than divine play. Maybe a quote from Fritjof Capra or Stuart Kaufman would be better, as they deal with complexity science. But since the prompt says to attribute it to someone profound, perhaps something like, play is the highest form of research. Albert Einstein. That feels fitting for Lila's divine play aspect. Tuning fork. Evolution's dance. Lila weaves through chaos threads. Play shapes the world. Play is the highest form of research. Albert Einstein. But I need to ensure that the haiku is original and fits the theme perfectly. Maybe tweak it a bit more. Revised haiku. Chaos hums with life. Lila's laughter stitches worlds. Play, the hidden law. That feels better. It hints at complexity, chaos, divine play, Lila's laughter, and the idea that play is the underlying mechanism, hidden law. 2. Parable. A parable should carry the teaching without asserting it directly. It could be about a journey or an experience where Lila's play becomes evident. I recall that many traditions use stories of seekers or travelers to illustrate deeper truths. Maybe something about a traveler encountering a landscape that changes as they observe it, mirroring how reality responds to appreciative inquiry. Parable draft. Once, there was a traveler who wandered into a forest where the trees shifted paths with every step. At first, the traveler grew frustrated, thinking the path was unstable or illusory. But then, they noticed that when they approached the trees with curiosity and joy, the path opened more smoothly, as if the forest itself was dancing in response to their delight. One day, the traveler met an old guide who laughed and said, "You've been walking against the grain. This forest is alive, but it only shows its true form to those who play with it." The traveler realized that their earlier frustration had made the path seem chaotic, but when they embraced wonder, the forest became a partner in their journey. This parable reflects how reality responds to our approach. When we diagnose problems, we see chaos. When we appreciate what is alive, we see Lila's play unfolding.
Trois structures et techniques.
This section should outline simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be rooted in appreciative inquiry, but also tie into complexity science concepts like attractors and self-organization.
Possible technique.
Appreciative observation. Practicing noticing what is alive or working well in a system without immediately diagnosing problems. Playful engagement. Engaging with the world or systems in a playful, curious manner to observe how Lila's play manifests. Resonance mapping. Identifying attractors or patterns that emerge when one aligns with complexity principles.
Structure et technique.
Appreciative observation. Begin by observing without judgment. Notice what is alive or thriving in a situation, whether it's a team, an ecosystem, or your own mind. This practice, rooted in appreciative inquiry, helps clear apertures to Lila's play. Over time, this sharpens your ability to see self-organizing patterns. Playful engagement. Approach challenges with curiosity and playfulness. Ask, "How is the system dancing?" When you align with the playful nature of reality, you'll see how attractors form naturally, guiding you toward solutions that emerge from complexity itself. Resonance mapping. Identify key elements or principles, e.g., creativity, collaboration, that resonate with your values or the system's health. Track how these elements cluster and evolve over time, like dissipative structures forming in a fluid system. 4. Luminous definition. This is a gold box definition for a key term, given the theme, perhaps Lila or divine play. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Divine play, Lila. Divine play, Lila, the dynamic, self-organizing intelligence that underlies all reality, manifesting as evolution, creativity, and emergence. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the playful, non-local intelligence that responds to cleared apertures of attention, moving through what people call the law of attraction. Lila is neither God nor force, but the very fabric of reality's dance. 5. Three appreciative questions. These should guide the reader from a starting point, accessible, to a deepening, searing middle question, to an ending reflection.
Start.
What is one small thing in your life right now that feels alive or joyful? How does it invite you to play? Middle searing. Where have you been so focused on problems that you miss the divine play unfolding around you? What would change if you approached that situation with curiosity instead of diagnosis?
And
how can you align your actions this week with the rhythm of Lila's dance, trusting that play, not problem solving, will lead you forward? 6. The body, the actual teaching. This is the core of the chapter, centered on Lila and appreciative inquiry. It should integrate complexity science concepts while avoiding preaching. Title for this section: Lila's Dance, Healing as a Property of Reality. Content: Healing isn't something you do, it's something that moves through you when you clear apertures to what is already alive. This is the essence of luminous appreciative inquiry, discovering what is alive before diagnosing what is wrong. In complexity science, we see this in systems like dissipative structures or autopoietic organisms. These systems don't fix themselves. They evolve through play, adapting to energy flows and self-organizing into new forms. Lila isn't a metaphor here. It's the actual mechanism behind emergence. When you approach life with appreciative curiosity, not problem-solving, you align with this intelligence. Every tradition, from mysticism to modern science, reflects what we already are. Mirrors of Lila's play. The work is clearing apertures, not affirming positivity or visualizing outcomes, but opening to the reality that healing is a property of the system itself. From the place before form, where cosmic and ridiculous are the same size, it can be told as play. This isn't about forcing alignment or manifesting desires. It's about recognizing that reality responds to your internal aperture, like a camera lens adjusting to light. When you focus on what is alive, the system shifts naturally. This is why appreciative inquiry works. It doesn't impose solutions. It invites the system to self-organize around what already thrives. 7 7-7 second sentences. These should be aphorisms that capture the essence of Lila and appreciative inquiry. I'll aim for punchy, memorable lines. 1. Lila laughs at your to-do lists. 2. Healing is reality's default. Clear the aperture. 3. Play is the language of emergence. 4. You don't attract. You resonate. 5. The problem isn't the problem. The diagnosis is the block. 6. Every tradition is a mirror. Look closely, it's you playing. 7. A light with Lila and complexity does the rest. 8. 3 exercises. These should build in strength over time. Accessible, deepening, advanced. Exercise 1. Appreciative scanning, accessible. Take 5 minutes daily to scan your environment or inner world for small signs of aliveness, laughter, creativity, synchronicities. Notice how they invite you into play rather than analysis. Exercise 2. Playful reframing, deepening. When faced with a challenge, pause and ask, how is this system dancing right now? Write down 3 playful interpretations of the situation before defaulting to problem solving. Exercise 3. Resonance mapping, advanced. Identify 3 to 5 key principles, e.g., collaboration, adaptability, that resonate with your values or a system you're observing. Track how these principles manifest or evolve over 30 days, noting patterns like those in dissipative structures. 9. Citations. I need to include real sources where possible and mark where citations are needed. Citations. The concept of cleared apertures is inspired by systems theory, Maturana and Varela's autopoiesis. Citation needed. Autopoiesis and aperture. Lila as divine play draws from Adida's teachings, but I'll need to verify attribution. The phrase play is the language of emergence may come from complexity science literature, e.g., Kaufman or Capra. Citation needed. Play and emergence. For the law of attraction as a misinterpretation of deeper principles, see citation needed. Critiques of Elmway. Now, let's assemble this into a coherent chapter. Chapter 3. Tuning Fork. Chaos hums with life. Lila's laughter stitches worlds. Play the hidden law. Play is the highest form of research. Albert Einstein, though not directly attributed to him in known works, likely a paraphrase or misattribution. We'll need to verify or replace if necessary. Parable. The Traveler and the Dancing Forest. Once, there was a traveler who wandered into a forest where the trees shifted paths with every step. At first, the traveler grew frustrated, thinking the path was unstable or illusory. But then, they noticed that when they approached the trees with curiosity and joy, the path opened more smoothly, as if the forest itself was dancing in response to their delight. One day, the traveler met an old guide who laughed and said, "You've been walking against the grain. This forest is alive, but it only shows its true form to those who play with it." The traveler realized that their earlier frustration had made the path seem chaotic, but when they embraced wonder, the forest became a partner in their journey. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures to Lila's play. Appreciative observation. Begin by observing without judgment. Notice what is alive or thriving in a situation, whether it's a team, an ecosystem, or your own mind. This practice, rooted in appreciative inquiry, helps clear apertures to Lila's play. Over time, this sharpens your ability to see self-organizing patterns. Playful engagement. Approach challenges with curiosity and playfulness. Ask, how is this system dancing? When you align with the playful nature of reality, you'll see how attractors form naturally, guiding you towards solutions that emerge from complexity itself. Resonance mapping. Identify key elements or principles, e.g., creativity, collaboration, that resonate with your values or the system's health. Track how these elements cluster and evolve over time, like dissipative structures forming in a fluid system. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Divine play, Lila. Divine play, Lila, the dynamic, self-organizing intelligence that underlies all reality, manifesting as evolution, creativity, and emergence. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the playful, non-local intelligence that responds to cleared apertures of attention, moving through what people call the law of attraction. Lila is neither God nor force, but the very fabric of reality's dance. Three appreciative questions.
Start.
What is one small thing in your life right now that feels alive or joyful? How does it invite you to play? Middle searing. Where have you been so focused on problems that you missed the divine play unfolding around you? What would change if you approached that situation with curiosity instead of diagnosis?
End.
How can you align your actions this week with a rhythm of Lila's dance, trusting that play, not problem solving, will lead you forward? The body, Lila's dance. Healing isn't something you do. It's something that moves through you when you clear apertures to what is already alive. This is the essence of luminous appreciative inquiry, discovering what is alive before diagnosing what is wrong. In complexity science, we see this in systems like dissipative structures or autopoietic organisms. These systems don't fix themselves. They evolve through play, adapting to energy flows and self-organizing into new forms. Lila isn't a metaphor here. It's the actual mechanism behind emergence. When you approach life with appreciative curiosity, not problem-solving, you align with this intelligence. Every tradition, from mysticism to modern science, reflects what we already are. Mirrors of Lila's play. The work is clearing apertures, not affirming positivity or visualizing outcomes, but opening to the reality that healing is a property of the system itself. From the place before form, where cosmic and ridiculous are the same size, it can be told as play. This isn't about forcing alignment or manifesting desires. It's about recognizing that reality responds to your internal aperture, like a camera lens adjusting to light. When you focus on what is alive, the system shifts naturally. This is why appreciative inquiry works. It doesn't impose solutions. It invites the system to self-organize around what already thrives. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila laughs at your to-do lists. 2. Healing is reality's default. Clear the aperture. 3. Play is the language of emergence. 4. You don't attract. You resonate. 5. The problem isn't the problem. The diagnosis is the block. 6. Every tradition is a mirror. Look closely. It's you playing. 7. A light with Lila and complexity does the rest. 3 exercises. Exercise 1. Appreciative scanning, accessible. Take 5 minutes daily to scan your environment or inner world for small signs of aliveness, laughter, creativity, synchronicities. Notice how they invite you into play rather than analysis. Exercise 2. Playful reframing, deepening. When faced with a challenge, pause and ask, how is this system dancing right now? Write down 3 playful interpretations of the situation before defaulting to problem solving. Exercise 3. Resonance mapping advanced. Identify 3 to 5 key principles, e.g., collaboration, adaptability, that resonate with your values or a system you're observing. Track how these principles manifest or evolve over 30 days, noting patterns like those in dissipative structures. Citations. The concept of cleared apertures is inspired by systems theory, Maturana and Varela's autopoiesis, citation needed, autopoiesis and aperture. Lila as divine play draws from Adi Da's teachings, but verification may be needed. For playful engagement and complexity science, see Kaufman's work on self-organization, e.g., reinventing the sacred, citation needed, Kaufman on play. The critique of the law of attraction as a misinterpretation aligns with critiques in complexity science literature. Citation needed. LOA critiques. Note, some citations are marked as needing verification or addition. Avoid fabricating sources, but the structure and content should hold without them. This chapter stands alone as a complete exploration of Lila's play while fitting into the broader theme of appreciative inquiry. It blends poetic, narrative, technical, and practical elements to guide the reader from curiosity to deeper engagement with complexity science principles. Chapter 4. Tuning Fork. Play dances on edges. Where chaos meets the sacred, evolution breathes. The dance of systems is not governed by rules, but by the rhythm of emergence itself. Citation needed. Emergent systems. Parable. The river and the stone. Once, there was a river that flowed through a valley. The river did not seek a destination. It simply moved, shaping its path around stones and boulders with equal curiosity. One day, a large stone fell into the river's path, and instead of flowing around it, the river paused, just for a moment. But in that pause, something shifted.